come to decide that the things that I tried were in my life. Unselfishly dedicated to my own self-aggrandizement, this is Jim Greenfield, star of The Jim Greenfield Show. This segment of The Jim Greenfield Show is brought to you by the Department of Slime, Vulgarity, and Bad Taste. And tonight we're fortunate to have on The Jim Greenfield Show two guests who are very good friends of mine, Jack Hammer and his beautiful wife, Jackie Hammer.
Hey, Jim, how come you don't say Jackie Hammer and her beautiful husband, Jack Hammer?
Well, I mean...
My husband is beautiful, and I adore him.
And I adore you, too, my beautiful bride. Mm.
Please, we stop slobbering all over each other? It's boring, and it makes me sick.
That's just because you're jealous of Jim Greenfield, because you've never been so in love like my lovey-dovey and me are in love.
Look, I've asked you to stop this. It's disgusting, and I'm not going to allow it on my show.
Stop what? The smooching or exchanging of sweet nothing?
Both. I mean, if you want to be sickeningly sweet, go do it somewhere else, okay? I don't know what's wrong with you people anyway. I mean, you know, first, against my advice, you get married. Then you get divorced, proving that my advice not to get married was right. And then 2 months after that, you foolishly get remarried again. And now you're acting like two teenage virgins in the 50s, pawing all over each other, gushing infatuation. It's really quite revolting.
Jim, you know we really never got divorced in our hearts. That divorce was just for financial reasons.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, so. Jackie couldn't receive her widow's Social Security benefits. So we got divorced, but Jackie and I never stopped loving each other.
No.
We've known from the moment we met that we were soulmates, destined to be together forever and grow more in love with each passing day.
That's right, Jim. Of course, a self-centered person such as yourself could never understand the joy of finding such a loving mate that Jack and I have found in each other's arms. It's such a joy that it's just so...
You know, enough already. No wonder you guys don't have any friends. I mean, who wants to listen to this nauseating bilge? Now, let me ask you a question. Are you telling me that the only reason you got divorced was to get Social Security benefits?
Correct.
So you're saying what? That the Social Security Administration allows widows to receive their dead husband's benefits, but if the widow remarries, she loses her benefits?
That's correct, Jim. And that's why Jack suggested we get a divorce so that, we could get those Social Security checks coming in again.
Well, you're correct, my little turtle dove, except for one minor detail, which is that you were the one who suggested the divorce.
That's not exactly right. Do you remember, Honey Bunch? We were at the beach house when our lawyer called and told us about that. That ruling that we'd lose our Social Security benefits unless we got divorced. And you said, well, I love you very much, my dear, but money is money.
Well, actually, my snookums, that's a slight misquote.
No, I don't.
What I actually said was, well, on the one hand, money is money, but I love you so much that it wouldn't be worth it.
No, Jack, that's not what you said. Don't you remember we were standing by the pool?
Look, it doesn't matter. I mean, nobody...
Yeah, it does matter. Yes, it does matter. There's a big difference between money is money, but I love you so much it doesn't matter, and I love you, but money is money. I mean, they're really opposites, aren't they?
Look, Jackie, you're the one who first said we should get divorced. I was the
That's pure BS. I only went along with it because you insisted you wanted the money, so don't start putting it on me.
Look, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares. I brought you guys in
Nobody
here to
cares.
Discuss political issues, not to air your dirty laundry, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, you're dragging my show into the gutter with all this personal garbage. So now let me ask you a question. You first, Jack. What do you think is the most important issue in this election?
Well, I have to say that the Republican mishandling of the economy, Jim...
Oh.
For example, I blame the Bush administration for this stupid policy of the Social Security Administration, which forced my wonderful wife and me to get divorced so we could continue.
Oh, what a bunch. That's just a bunch of crap, Jack. Nobody forced you to get divorced. Now you're blaming the Bush administration for your own stupid decision.
For the first time, it wasn't my decision. It was your decision. You're the one who said.
Can you believe this? Can you believe this? This is so typical of you bleeding heart Democrats, Jack. You blame President Bush for everything, even your own stupid mistake.
Look, it wasn't my mistake.
It was your mistake.
And Bush is to blame for everything. Mm-hmm. The country's going down the toilet, and it's his fault. You're just too stupid to recognize that. No. You just follow blindly along with whatever this moron says.
That's just about enough. That's just about enough. Anybody who disagrees with your mindless, knee-jerk, wacko liberal ideas, which come from mindless, knee-jerk, wacko liberal websites, anybody who dares to disagree with a great Jack Hammer must be stupid, huh?
Yeah.
So instead of making arguments, you start calling names, you arrogant, pious, pusillanimous piece of horse puke. I don't know why I ever.
Oh, okay,
even,
okay,
I,
okay.
Just,
you know, we're kind of getting a little.
No, let her finish. Let her have her say so everyone can see what a phony.
Look, Jack, don't use that kind of language on my show. And both of you,
I'm really getting calling me names.
Oh, and who started the name calling? I mean, if it wasn't for you. Calling me a, what was it, a puke or a pusillanimous
Huh? You're so stupid you can't even say it.
Oh.
Oh, that's very nice. You know, Greenfield was right about you, about how insane you are. I never should have married you in the first place. And what possessed me to marry you a second time?
Well, I'll tell you what then, you ugly.
Wait a minute, both of you. I mean, what happened to all the lovey-dovey blather? You started show.
I tried being loving to this dirty, foul-mouthed, filthy, liberal, womanizing SOB. Did he happen to tell you about all the floozies he's been porking since the second week of our...
Yeah, well, maybe if you weren't such a frigid...
Frigid?
Prudish. Dried up old bag, I wouldn't have to be running around with other women who have at least a little sexual attraction to them.
And maybe if you knew the first thing about how to satisfy a woman, I'd have a little more erotic interest in you, you fat old bastard.
Well, yeah, and I might just find you a little bit attractive if you weren't hooked on painkillers and sleeping pills and fell asleep every time I tried
out of boredom. That's it. I want out. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm
okay, fine. I'm done too. Mm-hmm. To tell you the truth, I'm tired of being married to an anti-intellectual, bush-loving, doctrinaire, conservative, sexually repressed, uptight prude.
Fine. I'll have the chauffeur drop you off at the nearest homeless shelter, my dear, and I'll call my lawyer, and it'll be over before you can say, "Where's the food stamp office?"
Fine by me. And it always comes down to this.
Yes, it does.
You always think you can control me with the money. You greedy.
Okay, that's enough. You guys have made a decision. I know, you know, I really don't see much point in going any further with this at this time. You know,
Greenfield, I really kind of think this whole thing was your fault more than
my fault.
Anyone else's fault.
How was it my fault? I was just,
You know what? I have to agree with my husband about this, Greenfield. You manipulative dirtbag. I think you pretty much set this whole thing up to make us look bad.
That's right, Greenfield. Yeah. You sadistic SOB. You love to stir things up and make other people miserable for your own amusement.
Sicko.
Have you ever been diagnosed as a sociopath?
I totally agree with that, Jack. Greenfield's an opportunistic, self-centered sociopath, and he really deserves to be taken off the air and put in jail.
All right, just a minute. Just a minute. I'm not going to let you two come on my radio show, stage this disgraceful display of mutual abuse and degradation, then turn around and blame it on me?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think you're kind of
forgetting
that, you
know... Do you want to hear any more of this raving psychopath's insulting drivel?
No. Oh, my adoring husband, let's get out of this sick, twisted place.
Yes, my sugar plum. Let's leave this malicious misanthropo by himself so we can go home and make passionate love and spend
eternity?
Together in loving bliss in each other's arms.
Yuck.
Once again.
Well.
Good riddance.
I just think Greenfield's such a piece of work. I hate that filthy slob.
Me too.
God, Greenfield's such a piece of work. I hate that filthy slob.
Yeah, me too.
God, Greenfield's such a piece of work. I hate that filthy slob.
Yeah, me too.